This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu today inaugurated the National Conclave on Strengthening of Integrated Tribal Development Agencies and Integrated Tribal Development Projects in New Delhi. Addressing the occasion, the president said that tribal society living across the country is culturally very rich and efforts must be made to bring the tribal community forward. She said development must reach the last home and the last village. Ms. Murmu expressed concern that there are still some sections of tribals who are unaware of the various schemes of the government.
PM Janman Yojana ke तहत janajatiya samuday mein bhi sabse pichle samuho ke 20000 se adhik gaon to vikas karyakram ko pahunchane ka lakshya hai. Hum sab jante hain 75 jo groups wo hai PVTG. PVTG sabse pichle abhi bhi koi पेड के मंच के रहते रहते हैं उनके कोई जमीन नहीं जमीन था लेकिन रिकॉर्डेड नहीं इसलिए उनको जमीन देकर घर बनाना उनके हर चीज के लिए अधिकारी लोगों को जितने कर्मचारी लोगों का दायित्व है.
West Bengal's former ruling party, the Trinamool Congress, is in turmoil and on the verge of split. Expelled TMC MLA Rita Bharat Banerjee claims the support of nearly 60 MLAs, a number that could decisively shift control of the assembly. His faction has already written to Speaker Ratindra Bose asking to be recognized as the real TMC. In a counter move, TMC announced Shobhanand Deb Chattopadhyay as the leader of the House, with Ashima Patra and Nayan Bandopadhyay as deputies and Farhad Hakim as chief whip. Former Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee at a rally in Kolkata accused the BJP of orchestrating the split. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has said that nearly 40,000 students have successfully submitted their re-evaluation applications and completed the application process without facing any issues. CBSE had yesterday opened the online portal for verification of issues observed in scanned copies of answer books and re-evaluation of answers for Class 12 students. The facility is available only to those students who have obtained scanned copies of their evaluated answer books. India has surpassed the United States in annual solar capacity additions to become the world's second largest solar growth market in 2025. Highlighting the remarkable achievement, Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi today said that the country's solar growth story is setting global benchmarks and driving record capacity additions through strong policy support, innovation and world-class infrastructure. Senior Congress leader D.K. Shivkumar will be sworn in as the Chief Minister of Karnataka today. Governor Thavarchand Gehlot will administer the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Shivkumar and members of the new cabinet at Lok Bhavan in Bengaluru. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Mansukh Mandviya, has urged India's youth to embrace cycling and lead the movement for a fitter, healthier and greener nation. Sharing a video message on the World Bicycle Day, the minister noted that adopting cycling as a regular habit can encourage a balanced and disciplined lifestyle while also supporting environmental sustainability and cleaner mobility.
Cycling keeps us fit, energizes the body and improves mental health. The more we use the cycle, the less pollution there will be and the country will benefit from the saving of petrol and diesel. In this era of global challenges, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also urged the people of the country to reduce their dependence on petrol and diesel vehicles. In this regard, cycling can become an effective and positive solution.
Acting President of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, will be on a five-day visit to India from today. During the visit, she will hold bilateral discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi to review the full spectrum of India-Venezuela relations. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading with losses in the forenoon session today. The Sensex shed 948 points to 73,702, while the Nifty fell 268 points to 23,216 when reports last came in. In Indonesia Open Badminton today, H.S. Pranoy will face Ireland's Nat Nguyen and Ayush Shetty will meet China's Wang Hongyang in men's singles. In women's singles, Unnati Huda will take on Japan's Nozomi Okuhara this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.